Hey guys, it's Faith. This is going to be the grief part of my channel. So if you're looking for National Days, I would not be looking for it because you're not going to find it today. So let me go ahead and start by saying I am definitely going to be telling you guys the stages of grief and going through that with you guys. But I did end up deleting my document or misplacing it on accident on my computer. So I'm going to be reading straight from the stages of grief off of, I believe it's, let's see, therapistaid.com. So this is definitely their worksheet. This is all their work. I'm just going to read it to you guys and kind of talk you through it a little bit. Okay. Alrighty. So the first part of grieving is denial. So a lot of people in this stage think like this can be happening. Individuals may refuse to accept the fact that their loss has occurred, and they may minimize it or right out deny the situation. Suggests that the loved ones and professionals be forward and honest with the loss and not prolonging the stage of denial. So a lot of people will get really stuck and just really, I can't believe this is happening. The second stage of grief is anger. Why is this happening to me? Individuals realize that the loss has occurred, and they might become angry at themselves or others. I definitely can say from my experience, I became mad at the universe. I was mad that this happened. I was never mad at the person I lost. I have been mad at myself a couple times, just regretting things, but I definitely just have not been full out just mad, whatever. Bargaining, I'll do anything to change this. You guys, I'm sorry, and I know I wish I could tell you better news. There's nothing that's gonna bring them back. You are basically in the stage trying to change or deny the loss again. It's like trying to convince a partner to return after a breakup. The third stage, or I think that's the fourth. Okay, is depression. What's the point of going on after this loss? I definitely got stuck in this part. It's just, you realize that it's happened and you just isolate yourself. You spend time crying and grieving, and that's a good thing for a good amount of time. I mean, that's okay for a little bit, but you can't do it day in and day out every day and spend all your energy on it, because it's not good for you. Everybody will cry when special things come up or something like that, and that's fine. But depression is like it's like the first stages of the grief. It's like the first realizing it. Acceptance is, I'm going to be okay. It's going to be okay. You've accepted it. You understand it logically. And you're good with your emotional spot. Like, you're not really hurting. So these are the way they put them. I have definitely experienced them in different orders, and we'll go into that a little bit more next week. I won't be putting out a thing on Friday or on Saturday, and I'm going to create a second video or a second broadcast today to let you guys know why. I'm sorry I didn't do it on Saturday. I got really busy, so that happens. I didn't tell you it would be Saturday or Wednesday, so it's coming out Wednesday. So if you want to know why I'm not going to be posting on Saturday, or you just want to hear my emotional rant, that's going to be the next thing that we'll play. So just a heads up. So yeah, that's the stages of grief. And next week we will go over how I've dealt with those stages and how I've gone through the stages of the three losses I've had. So yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and say this. I am really going to try. I'm going to count it as a loss, but it's really hard to say it's a loss, because if you want to know, watch the next video. Thanks.
Hey
guys, thanks for clicking on this emotional rant. So I'm just going to kind of tell you guys what's going on September 9th, this Saturday. So basically, life happens and stuff happens. It's actually adding on to this channel. So on Saturday, I will be taking an 8-hour trip to and from a place in Colorado to spread my cousin's ashes. So that is going to be what's going on, and so that is why I probably won't be putting out a broadcast. I actually don't think I'll have time, because we are going to be doing and stuff and having some really like hard feelings and stuff. So I just kind of want to give you a heads up. As far as how I'm doing about it, it's been pretty hard. I've pretty much just, how do I say this correctly? It's hit me harder than I thought it was going to be. I was like, oh, okay, whatever. This is something that has to be done. I want to be there. But it's actually hit me in a different way. Like, I've really been upset about it. And I've actually almost cried twice this week just thinking about it. So that is why I won't be doing stuff. And, honestly, I'm kind of scared, because I'm like, I've never done anything like this. I've never spread somebody's ashes. And so I'm kind of scared. I'm also sad, because, like, that's my cousin, and it's going to be part of accepting that he's gone. So that's going to be kind of sad, and it's going to sting a little, but it is something that needs to be done. And I want to be there with my family when we do it. So that is what is going on. I will probably on Wednesday either touch about this, or I will just dedicate, not this Saturday, but the next Saturday, on telling you guys what is going on with that. So, yeah, just to give you a forewarning, and I will tell the other channel that might come up. Thank you so much for taking time to hear about this emotional rant about what's going on in my own life, and how you guys just being supportive and not, being mad at me or whatever for not posting. Like, it's obviously still a hard time for me, and there will still be hard times. Sometimes I might just want to get on here and rant like I am right now, because I don't know, like, that's some days what I feel like doing, and so that's what I'm gonna do. So thank you for listening, and thank you for listening to all of these amazing segments I feel like I have been putting out. I'm really excited about this channel. And I will definitely let you guys know what's going on and how I've dealt with it sometime next week, okay? Alright, so thank you for listening. I hope you are enjoying this channel, and I will talk to you guys next week. Bye! Hey guys, it's Faith. I just want to give you guys a little bit of a heads up. On Saturday, I won't be posting, obviously, because I just told you that in my last video. So just a forewarning. So on September 9th, this Saturday, I will be going, somewhere in Colorado to spread my cousin's ashes. So it will be a very emotional day, and it will be a very, hard day, and I won't have a lot of time to, focus on this channel. So yeah, that's just a heads up. As far as how I'm doing with it, I'm doing okay. I've been pretty emotional about it. So, I have been really emotional, really sad about it. So, yeah, just want to let you guys know, because life does happen and it still goes on and I still have to deal with it. So I'm going up with my family, and I'm going to be there to try to support them and just get closure for myself. So that's just kind of a heads up. I won't make this really long because, yeah, I also told you I was going to tell you guys what I meant by I'm not going to refer to it as a loss. A loss is something that is taken away from you. Like, it's calling yourself a victim. And I'm going to tell you guys this. My song obsession of the week is Warrior by Kesha. And we will talk about that song and stuff on this channel probably sometime in this month or next. Because we are not victims. I mean, I know it feels like it some days, but we need to get rid of that victimhood and feel like we're warriors. We are the grief warrior. So I'm not really going to say, I'm not going to really use loss anymore. I'm going to say passed away or something. It makes us sound less like a victim. Like, we lost somebody. Like, this was, it just feels like we're victimizing ourselves. We are warriors. We either have or are working on conquering sadness. And so, yeah, just thinking of yourself as a warrior and not a victim, because the word loss just, I mean, it's a good word, but it's also a very victimizing word, so in my opinion. So let me know what you guys think about the word loss, what you think. I may accidentally say loss, but I'm going to do a whole segment about how we are not victims. So, yeah, thank you for listening to this emotional rant, and I am excited to talk to you guys next week. Bye! Hey, Cynthia. I am so excited that you are so pumped for this channel. So everybody who listens to this, please go listen to her channel, Mom's Bread Bites. It's so great. She gives advice on how to make bread and stuff, so totally do that. And thank you so much for listening and being supportive of this channel. I'm really excited to see what comes next. So thank you so much for listening.